Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In today's episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to talk about letting go of excuses, why you can't do what you're called to be in this world. This is such an important subject because we live in a society these days where people are so clear of all the things that they're incapable of doing because of, I don't know, they have some mental health diagnosis, which means they can't do the things that maybe normal people can do, quote unquote. Or maybe they're just so busy they can't find the time. Or maybe, just maybe, other people will think that they're crazy for going after their goals, coded as their dreams. Whatever the reason, there is no reason to not go for the things that really matter to you. Because this is the thing. If you're not living a life based on those things that are important to you, being the person that you want to be, what are you doing? See, we're not here to please other people's aspirations for us. Nor are we here to tell other people what they need to be doing with their lives. Not really. Even in my hypnosis practice, I don't tell people what they need to be doing. We go into their unconscious mind and their superconscious mind, which is our connection to their divine. And they figure out what's important to them. And that becomes the goal. See how that works? We each have a reason why we're here on this planet Earth. And if we're willing to get quiet and clear, we can figure out what it is. However, that's impossible to do if you're running around like a lunatic, doing all the things that you feel you have to do to cross off your to-do list, leaving yourself out of your own life. What is the point? I'll tell you. There is no point to doing that. And I can tell you that there are so many people who have come into my practice over the years, usually middle-aged women, who wonder why it is that they're so depressed. And fat. I'm not talking a little overweight. I mean fat. Their word, not mine. And the reason is because they took themselves out of their own lives. And instead they're doing for everybody else. And then wonder why they're so unhappy and eating themselves literally to death. We need to wake up. No one said that this life was to be easy. In fact, it's not meant to be easy. There's no learning in ease. None. This life is meant to challenge you, to help you grow, and in that growth, help you develop yourself, to figure out what matters to you, and what you want to take action on in your own life, because you're called to do it. But you can't be called if there's never any time to listen to the calling. It will find you. You can't find it. It finds you. Trust me on this. And then go out and do it. You know, for years and years and years, I was told I was bipolar and I'd had to manage this illness. And I did not believe that was the only way to do it. Especially when the medications were slowing down my kidneys and people, you can't live without kidneys, okay? It was not okay. And luckily, my psychiatrist at the time understood what needed to be done. So she took me off the medication. Shortly after that, Ted and Adriana James helped me to let it go, once and for all, to get to the cause of the reason why I had it. And yes, it does run genetically in my family, but I didn't have to own it. I didn't have to have it be a part of my life. It didn't have to be the reason why I was crazy. No. I learned what caused it. I learned why I held on to it, and I let it go so I could move on to other things instead of being stuck on me. And that's the biggest message that I want to share with you today. It is time to stop yourself from stopping yourself from being who you are in this world. It is time to stop making those reasons, rationalizations, and excuses as to why you can't do what you want to do. Because I'll tell you this. As long as you have a brain, and as long as you're willing to learn what you need to learn to do the things that you want to do, there's nothing stopping you. Unless, of course, you're trying to be a basketball player and you're only 5 feet tall. There are some limitations to what we can do. But within possibilities for ourselves, it is up to us to create our own excellent lives, which is the basis of this podcast, right? Claim Your Excellent Life. So I'm going to challenge each and every one of you to stop contemplating your belly buttons and what's wrong with you and what's holding you back. And instead ask yourself, what is it that I want to do in this world? And who do I know who can help me get there? You do those two things, trust me, you'll find a way. I can promise you that. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Until next time. If you've enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.